Godfather has
I Kedushin, Tezvam and Aleph, Shir, Tezayin and Aleph, Shir, Yeral.
That's in the union of Kesef. Mishnah and Daf Yudal on base says, "Everybody is nicknamed a Kesef Ubishtar." So we went through the kinyan of Kesef, the Richus. It's going to pop up here again in Shtar, but now we're up to Daf Tezayin Omer Aleph over Shabbos. Many of us went from Daf Tezvav to Tezayin. We did the Gemaras inside, and that also will pop up now. But we're now on to Tezayin Omer Aleph, the two dots. Gemara says Bishtar, and Eved Ivri is nicknamed Bishtar Minolon. Where do I know it from? Amar Ula. Comes Ula and says, Amar Kra im Acheres Yikach Loi. It says by Am Evriya, if he takes another wife, Hikisha Kosav Lacheres. The Pasuk is now making a hekish of an Amma to an Acheres. Now, what does that mean, a regular wife? Ma'acheres mekanya bishtar, just like acheres we know is mekanya bishtar, av ama ivriya mekanya bishtar. So that also av ivriya, it's going to be mekanya bishtar. So that's our makor to the din, that is the kinyan shtar. We only see it by ama. What does it help to us to see it by ama? It says in the Mishnah, eved ivri nikna bishtar. What does it help if we only see it by ama? Anybody?
Ivriya.
It says in the Pasuk, Yimach lecha Ivriya or Ivriya. It says a hekesh of Ivri to Ivriya. So therefore, that will bring us over also to Ifri. So now you're going to use this hekesh. So the Rishonim right away jump on this and they ask the following question. If you have a hekesh from Ama Ivriya to regular Isha, you also, the Chayra, have a hekesh from Amevriya to Isha to Isha to Amevriya. It goes both directions. So let me ask you a question. So why don't it says the Ramban? Why don't you know that an Isha is Niknis Bekesef from Amevriya? Is Amevriya Nikna Bekesef? For sure. How do we know it from
Vehifta?
The Hefta. So why don't you say that an Isha is Nigla Mekesef? What's the question? Question is, says the Ramban, you could drop Kicha, you could drop Yatzachinim and Kosef, whatever. You don't need other drushes. You can learn it out from over here. So why? Because you're Kisha, Kosef, Lacheres. Says the Ramban, Enachanami. That would have been a wise idea. The problem is like this. Aside for an Isha being Niknis Bekesef, she's also goes out Bekesef and Am Evriya. She's Niknis Bekesef, she goes out Bekesef. So if you're going to learn Isha from Am Evriya, what's going to happen? She's going to have to learn out that she goes out. And we can't do that because we know that you can't go out with Kesef. So once we have to stop the hekesh on this prat, the whole hekesh goes out the window. In other words, kesef is non-negotiable to teach us isha bekesef. Why? Because if you want to teach her that she could be kind with kesef, you have to teach her that also she's yoitz bekesef. She can't be yoitz bekesef. It says the cost of la sefer krisis, krisis migareses, you make misgareses, but sefer migareses, then it's migareses davacher. So you can't divorce her with kesef. Once you can't divorce her with kesef, you also can't marry her with kesef. It seems like the Ramban is understanding that these two have to go together. Going in with kesef, going out with kesef is like a pair. Yeah. What do you say? So why don't you just knock off that thing and not the other? It seems like the Ramban is putting the Kesef Kinyan and the Kesef Pidyon as a pair. It's similar, it's Damon to Rashi. The Rashi says, Hoyel v'Kesef Choshev Lifdoisa Choshev Nami Liknoisa, which seems like the two of them go together, according to Rashi. Maybe the Ramban is also learning that way. That Kesef Kinyan and Kesef Pidyon, you can't spout them, you can't like do one. So if you want to learn, it's a set. You have to learn it together. So therefore, I can't learn that Kesef is going to work to be Maitzi and Isha. Why not? Because I know it doesn't work, especially because there's a Kesef. So therefore, I can't learn it works to do Kinyan. That's what the Ramban says. Estaka chedeshitz. Hakoponim. The Tosis Harosh says a different teretz to the Ramban's kasha. Says the Tosis Harosh. Maybe he doesn't like this. We saw Tosis doesn't hold necessarily that pidyon and kinyan go together. Says the Tosis Harosh. Ena chanam. You can learn it from Am Evriya. But Am Evriya, you want to be koine Am Evriya. How many prutas do you need?
Two.
Two prutas. We said it has to be roy for yehud. So therefore, I would say, if you want to be Mekadosh Anisha, what do you need?
Two.
Two prutas. And we don't want you to have to need two prutas to be Mekadosh Anisha. Therefore, we don't learn it out from Almevria.
That's only because we have pigeon by Almevria. There's no pigeon by Isha.
So the Maisa, Tosfos HaRosh is saying a chiddush. He's saying that I would learn out this idea of pidyon also be true by Ishus. It's part of the kinyan. Now the Maisa, the Tosfos HaRosh is coming from a Gemara in Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara in Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis says that if Beis Shammai learns out Kesef Kedushin from Amma Evriya, just like Amma Evriya needs two prutas, Beis Shammai learns you can't be Mekadosh with a pruta. How much does Beis Shammai hold you need?
A dinar.
So where does he get it from? From the fact that Amma Evriya doesn't work with a pruta. Says Beis Shammai, also Kedushin doesn't work with a pruta. Aye, Amma Evriya is only because of you need to be Roy for Giroy and Kesef. You see, Vais Tachois, that you have this idea. That's where the Tzai Tzosh is coming from. Maybe in Achanayim, it's Beis Shammai. It's not so simple that everyone holds like Beis Shammai. But that's what the Tzai Tzosh says. If you wanted to learn from Amma Evriya, then it would need two prutas.
Why do Mar bring this as a raya that Ev is a raya? That's not a raya.
Tosfos HaRosh asked the question. Frank the Tosfos HaRosh, okay, fine. So I can't learn out that Isha is Nikna Bekesef. But why can't I learn out that Amma Evriya, that Evan is Nikna Bekesef? What's the question? Amma is Nikna Bekesef. Says. Says the Tosfos HaRosh, Ein Hachanami. You could, this would be a makar that Amma Evriya is Nikna Bekesef, but we have a hefta. We have a hefta we need for Drasha Achrina. Anyway, we need a hefta for Drasha Achrina. What do we need a hefta to tell me?
Giroyin.
So you're right. Be'etzem, we don't need the pasuk of a hefta to tell me that you're Nikna Bekesef. You know it from the fact that it's Pukash La'acheres, but I need a hefta for something else. And what about saying from over here that Amma Evriya is Niknas Bebiya? Why don't you learn over here, just like in Isha's Niknas Bebiya, Amma Evriya's Niknas Bebiya? That's not Shver. We have a special pasuk, Ubala, which says that only she is Niknas Bebiya and no one else is. Akoponim, that's how the Rishonim over here deal with this Hekesh. So the Hekesh ends up, in the end of the day, only really being relevant to Shtar. So what does it say again in the Gemara? B'Shtar minolon amar ula amar kwa imacheres yikachloi ikisha kosev la'acheres. The pasuk is makashit to acheres. What does it mean? Acheres says Rashi. Rashi says acheres. The top Rashi in the Amud lekichas kiddushin. Acheres makanya b'shtar. Am Evriya makanya b'shtar. Yes, the Gemara Hani chalamanda Omar shtar Am Evriya adon koisvoy. Chalamanda Omar av koisvoy ma'ikal ameimar. What about according to Mandomar the father writes the shtar? Yeah, the Rashi says plump to the kamei. It's going to be a machloikas soon later on. Before we get to that, I'm sorry. There's another nakudi here that's just important, which is as follows. What does it say in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says that Eved Ivri is nikna bekesef and shtar. The makor we're bringing is only by Amma Evriya. How do we know it's also true by all Eved that he's nikna b'shtar? From Ivriya Ivriya. I will ask a question. Ivri is only a hekesh for Machruhu Bezdin. What about Macher Atzmai? Macher Atzmai. Machruhu Bezdin is Baal Korcha. Maybe only Baal Korcha works Bishtar. But Macher Atzmai, how do you know it works Bishtar? So we'll get to that. So Elamai, you say from Sachir Sachir. That's what Agamar did before. Learn from Sachir Sachir. But what about the man who doesn't hold of Sachir Sachir?
Found them
unknown?
But there is no
one. Hold on. Don't tell me chisatzik, because that was the Gemara's contingency plan before. If you don't hold this chazachazah, you hold chisatzik, because chisatzik is from a guy who's koine Yisrael. A guy can't be koine Yisrael b'shtar. A guy is not koine b'shtar. So if you don't have chisatzik, you don't have anything, says the Rishonim. You're stuck. So what do you do? Comes along the Ramban. The Ramban says, if you went through the Gemara over the weekend, you would have seen that we didn't really find anyone that doesn't hold of Sachir Sachir. Dude, we don't really have anything solid over here. Is there anyone that doesn't hold of Sachir Sachir? It comes out, says the Ramban, really everyone holds of Sachir Sachir, so you don't have anyone to ask a question.
So the last black Gemara was a waste of
Ramban? It was a joke.
It was a joke.
It was a joke.
Shem, all joke.
It wasn't a waste. We were trying to figure out if there was a mandom, and the answer is no. That's the way Gemara goes. We have havaminas and maskanas. Every havamina is not a waste. It's a havamina. When it comes down to the maskana, there's no one that doesn't hold of sachir sachir. No one, says the Ramban. There's a, not been a gate of this. Chisatzik is going from a goy who's kind of Yisrael to Yisrael's kind of Yisrael. Goy is not kind of a shtar. God doesn't have Kinyan Shtar, so I can't use Chisasik for this. I can use Chisasik for other things. Why not? If you hold of Sachis and Achanab, if you hold of Sachis, Sachis, you don't need it. So maybe. What? Well, I'm saying at the moment, if everyone holds of Chisasik, what do you do with Chisasik? Maybe you don't hold of Nidrish Lefanav. Okay, you have to make that
thing.
Akhopanim, this is what the Ramban says. What do you say?
Then they we don't hold the sacher sacher.
Who said we don't hold the sacher sacher?
I think we have a chance.
It seems from over here that everyone holds of sacher sacher. So says the Ramban. Now Rabbi Sai, we had a ritva that the ritva was coming to answer for the Rambam because the Rambam seems to be not like our Gemara. The ritva says, our Gemara is only going because we hold of sacher sacher. But the Rambam, in the end of the day, doesn't hold of sacher sacher. If you don't hold of sacher sacher, so then you can change the whole Gemara. You see clearly the ritva. That we saw this ritva on Wednesday. The ritva clearly says that there is a man d'amr that doesn't hold the sacher sacher. The Tanakama of the Braisa before, that's machalik between all the dinim of machratz machru bezdin. The Gemara tried weaseling out of it, but the ritva says in the end of the day, he's the one that doesn't hold of sacher sacher. So the ritva seems to argue. So then, according to the Ritva, we have the question: So what does he do? The man d'omer that doesn't hold of sachir sachir. How does he know that when it comes to a moicher atzmoi that he's kind of bishtar? Comes along the Tosis Harosh, and the Tosis Harosh says a very, very interesting teretz. Says the Tosis Harosh, listen, b'negei to kesef. What's the din? Is kesef we learn out from the hefta? And we learn it out from Kesef Miknasa. And we learn it out to Mecher Atzmai. We also learn it out to Mechur Bezin, also Mecher Atzmai, because of Chisasik. We use the Chisasik to tell me, Benogeta Kesef, that they're identical. Says the Tosis HaRosh, once you tell me that Kesef is identical by Mecher Atzmai Mechur Bezin, I'm going to say Shtar is also identical by Mecher Atzmai Mechur Bezin. Once you tell me that Kesef is identical, Mecher Atzma Machru Bezdin, I'm going to say Shtar is also identical. That's what the Tosis HaRosh says. Now, it seems like he's saying there's some sort of Gilui Milsa. This very much reminds me of the Tosis HaRosh himself, back on Daf Yudal Amud Beis. The Tosis HaRosh over there asks, how do I see from the Hefte that you're Koyne BeKesef? I only see that you are Yoitza Bekesef. That was our big question. We said, hold Lamdus in Rashi. Other Mishnayim says the Tosis HaRosh, it's a Gilui Milsa Ba'alma. You see that it's Yoitza Bekesef. Probably it's kind of a Kesef. The Tosis HaRosh is taking these drushes very lightly. It's like you don't need to have like a bona fide, full-fledged drusha. A Gilui Milsa is enough. So says the Tosis HaRosh over here also. Look, I know Kesef works, whether it's kind of Atzmai, Mechur Atzmai, Mechur Bezdin. Shtar, I see, works by Mechur Bezdin. Probably it also works, Mechur Atzmai. It's the same type of Gilui Milsa. That seems to be the Tosis HaRosh's attitude towards these drushes. Okay. That's what the Tosis HaRosh says. You have to know if that's going to work for the Rambam, or if this will be enough. Perhaps, Rabbi say, the whole kasha we could... could try to examine the kasha. That maybe the only time that we have a discussion of Baal Korcha being a svar is only by Kinyan Kesef. The Maisa, we reminds me of the svar of what does the Gemara say? When do we find it only by Mechru Bez, then it's Baal Korcha? That's when Kesef works. Aber Mechru Atzmai, maybe Kesef doesn't work. And the Rishonim are trying to superimpose that onto Shtar. It could be that's a special svar and Kesef of Baal Korchai. Baal Korchai is a svar and Kesef, because we mentioned over there you don't need his Das. There's no Maisa happening, Mikoichai. So the Kesef is Taka Kinyan without his Das. But Shtar is about a Kinyan with his Das. So maybe the whole Kash of the Rishonim could be is It's shayach to hold that the kasha doesn't start. What does the Gemara say? So the Gemara says we have a makor for shtar. Good, you're happy with the makor for shtar. Says the Gemara. Bahanicha. Says the Gemara. Lamanda Amar Shtar Amevriya Adoin Koisvay. Hanich Lamanda Amar Shtar Amevriya the Adoin writes the Shtar. Lamanda Amar Av Koisvay Ma'ikil Amemar. In other words, if you're comparing the din of you're learning it out from a regular Isha, so it's going to have the same halachas. It's going to have to be equal. So if you hold that the Adoin is Koisvay, then fine, it's very similar. By an Isha, the person that is marrying her writes the shtar. So by the Amevri, the person that is getting her as an Amar writes the shtar. Good. The Gemara is very wordy here. The Gemara says, the Itmaik, it says in the Braisa, Shtar Amevriya, Mi Koisvay, who writes it? Rav Huna Amar Adoin Koisvay, Rav Chizda Amar Av Koisvay, Tzanich Le Rav Huna, El Rav Chizda, Ma'ikil Ameimar. Okay. The Gemara brings us a machlokes, who writes the Shtar by Amevriya? Okay. If we're learning the Shtar over here from Acheres, so it's going to be, and it's going to be a din, that it's going to be Doimet Acheres. So this is the Gemara. Okay, then it's only going to make self. It only makes sense if it's going to be the Adoin who's writing the shtar. Says the Shita Shalanoi Delami. He says there's other nafkaminas here, aside for who's the one who's writing the shtar. We have other nafkaminas. What are the other nafkaminas? Right there. What are the other nafkaminas? Who's writing the shtar? The other nafkaminas are, it says the shita, the nafkaminas are as follows. If you learn that the shtar of Amevriya has learned from the shtar of Kedushin, just like the shtar of Kedushin, it's the husband that writes the shtar. Also, Amevriya, it's the Adoin that's going to write the shtar. Says the shita, the shtar is going to have to be lishma. It's going to have to be written lishma. A regular shtar that you write about a piece of property, about a field, doesn't have to be, there's no din of lishma in the shtar. But when you're talking about you're writing a shtar that is for Ishus, the shtar of Ishus has to be lishma. If this shtar is learned from shtar of Ishus, the shtar of Amma also has to be lishma. However, if you're saying that this shtar, it's not Bechlal, the Adon writing the shtar, it's the father writing the shtar, then there's no din that the shtar has to be lishma. And that will be a very big nafkamina, says the Shita Shalonoi Lidami, in who's the one who's writing the shtar. The Shita says, there's another nafkamina. Another nafkamina is, can you use this shtar for Yiyud? If you're telling me that the Adon writes the shtar and the shtar is lishma, so then you can makadish with the yud with this shtar. But if you're telling me that the father writes the shtar, you can't be makadish with yud with the father writing the shtar. You want to makadish with yud, you have to make sure there's kesef there to be makadish with.
Okay, the shtar is kesef.
The wrong person writing the shtar. The shtar is not lishma.
But the father marries his daughter, then why can't he use the shtar?
When a father marries off the daughter, who writes the shtar? The husband. Over here, the father's writing the shtar. It's not going to work. What? So we're going to see how that works with that mandamra. We're going to see in a minute. Okay? So let's start like this. The Chazon Ish is a mistapik in this Shita Mekubetzes. In the Shita Shenodun. He says the Chazon Ish. Now hold on a second. A shtar of Amevriya needs to be lishma? What, a shtar? When do we find a din of lishma? Says that we find binageya to Ishus, where you're handling a king and Isser in the Isha. But there's a shtar of an Amevriya. Does it need to be lishma? Why would you say such a thing? What? No, he's like, no, he's saying that the etzem shtar, just in order to make an oma, needs to be lishma, not midinishas. He's saying it's also negeya whether you can use this shtar for yud.
Regular but, shtar mecher, the matan is the one writing it.
So right.
If the coin is writing it, if the guy using it is writing it, then you're also using it for shtar kedushin,
No, he's saying it can't use it for the even if you can't use it for the shtar isha, just the fact that this shtar is learned from isha, it has to be lishma. Says the Chazanish, I don't understand. When do we find lishma? That's why when you're doing a kinyan iser. So the shtar has to function as something that's creating isurim. It has to be lishma. A kinyan mamoin doesn't need to be lishma. So therefore, even if the one who's writing the shtar, says the Chazanish, is going to be the adon, why should it have to be lishma?
At the end of the day, it's going
to
be you.
Yeah, but that seems to be like a second, like a after effect. It seems to be an after effect. If you want, so it won't work for Yehud. That's just to get a limud, that there's a shtar, but once there's a limud, so who says that the shtar has to be lishma? The shma is only a din in when it's kinyan iser. Because if it's not a kinyan iser, then it doesn't have it be'etzem. It's not a kinyan. Does it have to write in the shtar at mekudeshesli? Do you write that in the shtar? No. Why not? Because you're not marrying her. So if you're not marrying her, it shouldn't have to be lishma. So it's not kinyan iser.
How do we know
it's
only
that I would have to be
kernel
with B.O.?
What do you mean? What's the havim yikibikoinim? So the achronim taka, last man we spoke about it. The achronim asked the question, how could you have a havim yikibikoinim and amma with B.O.? B.O. is not ishus. And a chanami, that will have to, you're right. But first of all, the chazanishus ha'ara, l'chayra, depends on what we said last week. We said last week, there's a machloikas rishainim, if the kinyan avdus is a kinyan isser, a kinyan mamain. We said that, according to the ritva, the kinyan avdus is a kinyan isser. The ritva brings a raya because Rabbi Moiserloi Shivcha Kanainis, and that's why it's a get shichra. We said that Toisvis and Rashi hold the whole Kenyan Eved is a Kenyan Mamoin. There is no Kenyan Isser. Why is Rabbi Moiserloi Shivcha Kananis?
Avdus are lower
grade. Not lower class Jew. That's the Kenyan Isser. That's Kenyan Isser because of Ishus, or it's part of the Avdus and Ishus. Right? What makes a lower class Jew, according to the ritual, is the Kinyan Isser. But the Tosfos and Rashi don't hold of that, therefore they hold it's something else. It's a Nayar Ishus, Mikoyach the Kinyan Mamun. So therefore, it's just the Kinyan Mamun. We need a regular document over here, says the ritual. Says the Chazanish. This is a regular document. There's no need for the Shema over here, because there's no Kinyan Isser. The Choyra, this Shai is going to depend on that Chakira.
Why does Shema only tell on a Kinyan Isser? What's the Shai of this?
Because we only find lishma by kinyan iser. That's what the Chazanish says. So therefore, the assumption is that this din of making a lishma is l'shem the mitzvahs and the averis. It's not l'shem the mammon. So therefore, if there's no iser over here, there's no din lishma. That's what it seems like. Akopanim, the other din of the shita shenodinami. The shita says that it's going to depend on whether or not you can do yiud with this star. Says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky. He says, the Shita has a very interesting understanding in how Yud works. Let's figure out what's going on over here. We have over here a woman, she becomes an Amma. At the end of her becoming an Amma, the Adon has the right to marry her. Now how does that work that the Adon has the right to marry her? It seems like, according to the Shita Shenolodilami, that's ki'ilu a chelek of the original kinyan. The shtar that you're using originally is going to be a shtar for two things. Shtar for what? Shtar for the being an amma, and also a shtar for the ishus, or the kedushin. Therefore, says the Shita Shenolodilami, that if the shtar is written by the adon who's going to become the husband, then it could be a shtar for kedushin. Why? Because this shtar is an appropriate shtar kedushin. But if the shtar is written by the father, says the Shita Shenolodilami, how could this be a shtar kedushin? The father doesn't. When a girl gets married, she doesn't write the shtar. Her father doesn't write the shtar. The husband writes the shtar. Therefore, says the Shita Shenolodilami, this is not going to work for yiud. You want to do yiud? It's going to have to be somehow that there's kesef kedushin there. You have to stop before the end of the avdus or something like that and have kesef kedushin. Comes along Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky and says there's a different understanding in how yud happens. He brings from Rabbi Itzel Aponovitcher, and he says Rabbi Itzel Aponovitcher says that is a different pshat in yud. He says it's not the pshat, ain't a pirish. I'm reading you from his lashon inside. Shakesef hamechira yochel lesapech lekesef kedushin. It's not that the kesef has two functions. That the kesef or the shtar originally, first of all, it's kesef for that making her an alma, and second of all, it becomes kesef kedushin. And the same thing would happen with shtar. No, elapirishu shebe emes hamechira iserak leshivchus v'lo kedushin klal. The whole mechira was only for shivchus. Avol mikol makom achshav she knuya la betorat shivcha. Then what happens is, once she's knuya b'torah shivcha, a bonus or something that you get mikoyach the kinyan on the shivcha is that she can become your wife. What was the kinyan originally being doing? Shivcha. Or once you make shivcha, so then now the shivchus kind of matures or it evolves into becoming an ishus. If that's the pshat, so then the shita mekubetzes is nafkumin, doesn't make any sense. We're saying that all you have to make is shivcha. After shivcha, it evolves on its own to become an amma, to become an iyud. So therefore, if that's the case, then we're not saying that it's mikoyach, the original kesef kedushin is also, that the kesef amma vriya is also functioning as kesef kedushin. It's not. It's making you into an amma. Now she's an amma. The amma itself, it morphs, it changes into becoming an ishus. We had the choira, a raya to the Zerb Itzel Aponovitcher, back on daf, Dalet Amid Aleph. Where do we see a raya? On daf, I'm sorry. Hey Amid Aleph. Hey Amid Aleph, Tosis says, trying to figure out, where do you have Baal Korcha? He says there's a concept of Baal Korcha when it comes to ishus. Or when it comes, yeah. He says, by Amevriya, this Baal Korcha. Where's the Baal Korcha of Amevriya? So says Tosis, it can't be the fact that the father sells her Baal Korcha, because that's the father's right. The father sells her Baal Korcha. Elamai, says Tosis, it's the fact that after the father sells her, she becomes an Amma. That's Baal Korcha. So we ask the question, hold on a second. The father didn't know that after he sells her, she becomes an Amma? That's part of the kinyan. I'm making a kinyan, and I'm the kinyan, the money I'm giving is functioning for two things. It's making her an Amma. It's also making Kesef Kedushin. Why is it called Baal Korcha? The father doesn't want to do it, don't do it. But the father did it, it's a father's das. The same way we say it's not called Baal Korcha if he sells her as an Amma. The second half of the sale as an Amma is the Ishus. Why is that called Baal Korcha? So if you understand like the Shita Shinoda and the Mitak, doesn't make any sense. This Kesef is doing two things. I'm giving you two things. But if you learn like Ravitzel Aponovitcher, so the Pshat is that I'm making you an Amma. The Kesef is functioning as one thing. What's the one thing?
Make Shivchus.
Shivchus is going to morph on its own into making her an Isha. The father didn't make a deal to make her an Isha. The father's deal is to make her an Amma. It happens by itself to become without the father's Maisa Kinyan. So that's called Baal Korcha of the father. Therefore, it happened on its own. So it seems to be Machloikes between the Shita Shanonoi de Lemi and Toisvis. How to understand how Yud works. Chorub inogeya to us a little bit later in the Sugya. Let's see, Rabbi Say. So what does it say? It says the Gemara. Amar Avacha Bar Yaakov. Amar Kro. Loiseitze ketzei so avodim. Loiseitze ketzei so avodim. Says the Gemara. It's loiseitze ketzei so avodim. Avol niknes hi kekinyan avodim. She doesn't go out like avodim, but she's nikna like avodim. So how an avodim nikna? My new star. Maybe she should be nicknessed with chazaka. It says in the pasuk, "Visnachaltem oisam." So it seems that it's being memayit. Something doesn't work. Only Eved works this way. Nothing. Well, something else. Not. What's not? Says the Gemara, Oysa mechazaka v'lachar mechazaka. So how did you not learn the pasuk that way? Ve'ema oysa mishtar v'lachar mishtar. Haksiv lo seitzik teis avodim. So we have one pasuk telling us that we're adding a kinyan from avodim. We have another pasuk that's telling us that we're detracting a kinyan from avodim. Umayro Isa, how do you know which one is? How do you know the shtar yes, chazaka no? Maybe chazaka yes and shtar no. We don't see it anywhere in the pasuk itself. Says the Gemara, mistavra, makes sense. Shtar havalei lerabuye shekain moitzia bevas Yisrael. Shtar makes sense to add it in because it's moitzia bevas Yisrael. Shtar has already, you know, works by Bas Yisrael. You see that it's Moitzi Bas Yisrael. You could do a get. So when you're talking about Amevriya, makes sense that Shtar is going to work. Says the Gemara, Adarabah, Chazoka Avalei Rabbi Yishakin Koina Benechzei Ager. Chazoka has its own, you know, its own quality. That it's Koina Benechzei Ager. Says the Gemara, Be'ishas Mi'aloi Ashkechon. Ibn Chazoka, Be'ishas we don't find. So let's see what's going on. Says Rashi, from the top, Rashi says, "La'acheres l'kichas kedushin ha." Nicha says Rashi plukti v'kamei adon kois. By the Kodesh, one that says that the adon writes it. What does he write? Adon kois v'bitcha kenuyali v'nosim la'av kederach. That's the chur that we're supposed to say shtar kedushin. Not shag. Shabal kois v'bitcha hi mukudeshes li. Elaman d'amar av kois v'loyolaf mishtar kedushin u'minali kanalei shtar. Says the Gemara, because it says Lo Yseitzei Ketzeis Avodim. She doesn't go out like the Avodim, which is Shein and Ayin. We're talking about Avodim as Eved Kanani that goes out with Shein and Ayin. But Rosh Eivarim Keved Kanani Shem Sin as Eino V'chein Ein Eved Ivri Shem Sin as Eino. If we blind her eyes, V'chein Eino Shel Eved Ivri Lo Yseitzei Bekach. They don't go out. You have to pay him. He has to finish up the sheish, and he goes out. So she doesn't go out with avodim, but she's nicknas ke kinyan avodim kananim. She has a similar kinyan as kinyan avodim kananim. Vehem nicknas mishtar. Says the Gemara, how do you know that it's telling you shtar? Maybe it's telling you kesef, or maybe it's telling you chazaka. My new chazaka says Rashi, the kamon meforish keitzad bechazaka sheyichvuhu lasos melacha achas. You force him to do one melacha. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein over here makes the following halacha. Bring a gemara and davchav beis amid beis. It says that how is an eved nikne bechazaka sheyichvuhu lasos melacha achas? You force him to do a melacha. It says anywhere over there in the gemara that you force him to do it. Yichvuhu means you force him. Says anything over there has to do with you force him? Says Ramesh, it's not mashmi you force him. The Gemara says he carries your things behind you, lebeis amerchatz. Doesn't sound like you're forcing him to do it. It sounds like he's doing it. It's degrading, but it doesn't mean that.
It's his job. He's an
Eved. He's an Eved. It's what he is. Who says you're forcing him?
He was forced in that situation.
You can't even do it.
Shechfu sounds like you are physically forcing him, says Rav Moshe. Not just that, but another question. It sounds like from our Rashi, what malacha has to be done? Which malacha?
Any malacha.
How many malachas?
One.
Malacha akas, any malacha. Anything he does. The Gemara over there seems to give us very special instructions of which malachas you have to do. Says Rav Moshe, Mori de Kechidish. Says Rav Moshe, Ein Achanami. There are certain malachas which are intrinsically mitzad atzmam maisa avdus. And when a person is doing this, so even if it's midaitoi, but he's doing those malachas like it says in the Gemara over there, it's automatically showing us that he's an Eved. But there are other malachas that we all do for each other. Could you bring me a chair? Could you bring me a cup? Could you bring me... It's regular. People do it. It doesn't mean you're automatically an Eved. People would do it if they're not Eved. So how does that become a Maisa Avdus? How does that become a Maisa Avdus? If you force him. If you see someone being forced to bring someone else a chair, so then that's clearly he's an Eved. You can't force anyone else. If he's doing a what's called a Spitz Maisa Avdus, just him doing the Maisa is already calling making him an Eved. But over here, in order to make him an Eved, it has to be that it's Kafu, but Malacha Achas is good enough. There's two kashas on the Rav Moshe. One kasha, Rav Moshe himself, Bamerix, is because Rashi is being metzayin in that Gemara. The Gemara doesn't make any mention of that. Somehow you have to, like, Rav Moshe says, we like, see from the Gemara that this also will work. But the other more obvious question is, why is Rashi doing this? Why does Rashi have to make this new, like, you know, this very creative type of kinyan chazaka. This is mefurish a gemara Rashi. Just leave it. You want to say it? Maybe say in that sugya over there. But all Rashi is coming to say, all we're coming to say is chazaka. So just tell me, it's that whatever those chazakas are. It seems that Rashi holds that this new type of chazaka is critical to be able to understand our sugya. Those stuff in this. Akobanim says Rashi Vayter. Visnachaltem oisam. It says in the pasuk, Visnachaltem oisam. Be'ever kenani ksiv oisam ki achuza niknim bechazaka v'lo yacher. Only them and no others. Yeah. So the Gemara says we have these two. We have this miut and this riboy. One of them is saying is similar to Eved Kenani works. The other one says it doesn't work. Eved Kenani doesn't work. So the Gemara's attempt was to say shtar works, chazaka doesn't work. Says the Gemara, flip it around. Maybe say chazaka works and shtar doesn't work. How do you know? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why shtar should work. Shtar should work because we find shtar benogeya to ladies. We find that shtar is mighty. Taisus asked the question, says Taisus, hold on, why are you saying shtar is mighty? Why don't you say shtar is machnes? After all, what are we coming to learn out over here? Coming to learn out that an amma is niknes bishtar. So why don't you say, she's already, we see an isha's already niknes bishtar. Why are you saying an isha's mighty bishtar? Frek Taisus the question. Why? It seems to be much more similar. This says enachanami. I would have done that. But what's the makar that an isha is niknes bishtar? From where? Yotzev Haisa. So really the makar is from the fact that she goes out. So we're going to the more mefurish, the one that's lehedya. The Ramban says differently. Says the Ramban, look, you can't really learn from the fact that an isha is niknes bishtar. Because when an isha is niknes bishtar, who writes the shtar? The Baal. Which means the one who's acquiring. We're now going according to Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says that the father is writing the shtar for the amma. So they're not identical types of shtaros. So I can't really do that. I can't say, oh, you find already this precedent of shtar, but okay, to Isha, because Isha's niknes b'shtar, it's a different type of shtar. It's a whole different type of shtar. The only place you see that is in the fact that she is Yoytze B'shtar. Because when she's Yoytze B'shtar, the one that presently owns her writes her the shtar, that's the father. So too, when the father writes her a shtar, when to make her an amma, it's a similar type of shtar. So that makes the shtaros more similar. Akopanim, so what does the Gemara say? Yeah, but why don't you say that there's a maila in chazaka? Because chazaka works b'nechse ager. Says the Gemara, be'ishus mi'a loy ashkechan. What does be'ishus have to do with anything over here? We're not talking about ishus over here. What are we talking about? We're trying to make her into a... into amevriya. Who cares about ishus? Says the Toises Chachme Anglia, yeah, but after she's an Amevria, she becomes a Yiyut. You got Yiyut on the table. The Toises Rit says Yiyut's not a factor over here, and he changes the gears in the Gemara. The Toises Rit, he says you can't be Goyris be Ishus Mil because Ishus is irrelevant in our case. The Nafkami, the Machlokes between the Toises Rit and the Tois Chachme Anglia is how to understand the relationship of the Kinyan Amma to the Kinyan of Yud. Oh, L'chor, it's going to be the same Achlokas that we said before. The Ritva has a different pshat in the Gemara. Says the Ritva over here, when we're saying Ishus Mil Ashkechan, all we're coming to do is show that there's a... We don't mean to say that the Kinyan Amma has an affiliation with Ishus. But the fact is that Shtar... That Chazaka doesn't work by Ishus. So you see, Chazaka is like a weaker type of Kinyan. Works by Nechse Ager, but doesn't work by Ishus. We don't mean to say that Amma has any type of affiliation with Ishus. We're just showing that Chazaka Grada doesn't work. Ishus. So says that, that's it. Says the Gemara, Vayter, Ibayis Ema, Lahachi, Ahani, Imacheres. That's what you use Acheres for. Rav Huna Hai Loi Teitze Ketzeis Avada Mai Darishle Mi Boyle She'ene Yoitze Brashe Evarim Ke'evet Rav Chizdem Kein Lichtav Kra Loi Seitze Ke'avada Mai Ketzeis Avada Shema Mino Tarti Here at Boy Site Beis Hashem Beli Neder, we're going to continue with more of the Gemara, hopefully on Tuesday.